Brain, which is originally by Cat Stevens, but Dolly did a cover of that. Just a minute. Oh, it's not working. I was going to say Kelly's here, but she's not. Anyway, it's 9 o'clock, so I'd better say it's Sheffield Live 93.2. This is Hardens Off Radio in hour two of the Dolly Parton special. Obviously, we lost Dolly recently, and whether you like her or not, it's hard to deny that she's an amazing songwriter, lyricist, and like absolutely ludicrous amount of music made by her. And personally, she seems like a good egg to me, a real good egg. She did loads of great stuff. She stayed very true to herself. And I think there's a lot to learn from her. I've been re-listening to this podcast called, what's it called? Just Dolly's America, I think. Yeah, she just sounds amazing. The episode I was just listening to is all, there's lots of stuff about forgiveness in there, and she fell out with her partner, and then she forgave him in the end. And anyway, it was just very nice, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. And the song before that was Coat of Many Colours, which is her favourite song that she wrote. And as I said earlier, she wrote over 3,000 songs, so it's quite amazing. And this one was her favourite because it was a tale about her mum. Her mum made her this coat that was extremely important to her. They didn't have any money. She grew up extremely poor, one of 12. And she was teased by other kids about this coat. But to her, she knew it was really important. So she didn't stop wearing it or anything because she got teased. And I'm going to play a cover that Al had chosen, which is sung by Sierra Ferrell. Or Ferrell.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. And I recall the box of rags that someone gave us. And how my mama put those rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. And I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the farm. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. Well, Mama sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. For I felt I was rich, and I told him all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. My mama made for me, made just for me.
This next one is Emma's favourite, so it's going out to you, lovely Emma.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby. Honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the field nearby. Walking home from church on Sunday with the one you love, just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. Well, Tempe wants a $9 shawl. Yes, Tempe wants a $9 shawl. When I come over the hill with a $40 bill, tis, baby, where you been so long? I've been in the bin so long. Yes, I've been in the bin so long. I've been in the bend with the rough and rowdy men, 'tis baby, where you been so long? Oh, I don't like a railroad man. No, I don't like a railroad man. If I was a railroad man, they'll kill you when he can. And drink your blood like wine. Oh, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Yes, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. But a lizard in the spring, I'd hear my darling sing. And I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. Tempe, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down and your bangs curl around. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
I'm wearing doesn't hide the secret I have tried concealing. When he left, he promised me that he'd be back by the time it was revealing. The sun behind a cloud just cast a crawling shadow o'er the fields of clover, and time is running. That he would hurry down from Dover. He's been gone so long, when he left the snow was deep up on the ground. And I have seen a spring and summer pass, and now the leaves are turning brown. At any time a tiny face will show itself, 'cause waiting doesn't hurry down from Dover. My folks weren't understanding when they found out they sent me from the home place. My daddy said if folks found out he'd be ashamed to ever show his face. My mama said I was a fool and she did not believe. Everything would be all right, 'cause soon he would be coming down from Dover. I loved him more than anything, and I could not refuse him when he needed me. He was the only one I'd loved, and I just can't believe that he was using me. He couldn't leave me here like this. I know it can't be so, it can't be over. He wouldn't make me go through this alone. Oh, he'll be coming down from Dover. My body aches, the time is here. It's lonely in this place where I'm lying.
After all, it's much too still, I hear no crime. I guess in some strange way she knew she'd never have a father's arms to hold her. And dying was her way of telling me he wasn't coming down from Dover.
Country in 1849. I saw many true loves, but never saw mine. I view all around me, and I am alone. And me a poor soldier. Not the long journey I'm dreading to go, nor live in the country for the debts that I owe. There's nothing that grieves me, no troubles my mind, like leaving pretty Sarah, my darling, behind. I wish I was a poet that could write a fine hymn. I'd write my thank you.
was the very beautiful Shirley Collins singing an old classic called Pretty Sarah. It's very beautiful. And we had I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground before that, which I'm sure we can all relate to sometimes. I certainly can. Like to be get a bit moly. But also in that trio there was a song called Down from Dover. That was one of Dolly's songs, and I think it just shows what kind of amazing writer she was, because it's a very tricky thing to write about a young teenager who's kind of abandoned by her partner when she gets pregnant and loses the baby. And then she wrote that as a song, you know, a kind of not a pop song but a popular song. I don't know if it became very popular, but it's quite amazing lyrics, very sad, so I'm sorry if that affected anybody. But I'm going to move into some slightly more up-tempo Dolly now, seeing as it is 9:22 p.m. on a Thursday. Come on, Sheffield. This is Dolly Parton, and it's called Go to Hell.
Truly am a God-loving, God-fearing person. But all my life, I've fought that battle between good and evil, as most of us do. The spirit is with me.
And I'm sending this to you, Al, if you're listening. Hope you're all right.
I've got the devil on my left shoulder and have an angel on the right one. And it depends on the day and the situation as to which side I favor most. Now, I'm not a bad person, but I've always been just a little too good to be really bad and a little too bad to be really good, if you know what I mean. But if I do lean just a little too far to the left, it scares the holy water out of me, and I try to straighten up just quick as I can and get myself back in line. Now, there certainly is a lot of evil out there in this world today. We see it all around us all the time. But I still see a lot of good, and it is my belief that the good is going to always win out. Don't you just hate the devil? Go to hell, go to hell. Go back where you belong. Get thee behind me, Satan. Just leave me to hell alone. Take your wars and your politics, your lust and your greed, and go to hell in a handbasket. Cause the heaven waits for me.
Go to hell in a handbasket, 'cause heaven waits for me.
Satan is real. He is real and walking around amongst us trying to destroy everything that's good and beautiful. He wants to break our hearts and minds, destroy our dreams and plans. He wants to tear us up in little pieces, break us down and send us straight to hell.
Oh, my God.
You've said a mouthful, brother. Oh, my God. Oh, my God can do anything. My God can heal the sick, mend broken hearts, and take our souls to heaven. So, Satan, listen up. In God's name, I rebuke you. I stand up in his name, look you in the eye, and laugh in your ugly face.
This one's going out to my son, Ray.
Out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Your mind, and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. They call it and
plum, don't think I'm dumb, 'cause this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool.
Mama never seemed to miss the finer things of life. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. She never wanted to be more than mother and a wife. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. The only thing that seemed to be important in her life was to make our house a home and make us happy. Mama never wanted any more than what she had. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. He often left her all alone, she didn't mind the staying home. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. She never missed the flowers and the cards he never sent her. If she did, she never did say so to Daddy. Being took for granted was a thing that she accepted, and she didn't need those things to make her happy. And she didn't seem to notice that he didn't kiss and hold her. She never did say so to Daddy. One morning we awoke just to find a note. Mama carefully wrote and left to Daddy. And receiving and the reading, her ears could not believe it. I'm going to search for love I need so badly. I've needed you so long, but I just can't keep holding on. She never meant to come back home, but she did. She never did say so to Daddy. Goodbye to Daddy.
Wicked woman, you done put your curse on me. Why didn't you just leave that apple hanging in the tree? You make us hate our husbands, our lovers, and our boss. Why, I can't even count the good friends I've already lost. 'Cause the PMS with it are affected just the same. You poor old men just have to grin and say, I feel your pain.
PMS,
right, Bubba? But what else you gonna say?
PMS blue.
But as soon as this
Hard and Soft Radio. This is the Dolly Forever Show.
She's sleeping here, right by my side. In her right hand is a silver dagger. She says that I can't be yours.
Thinking about, I think, what? I'm going to be 80? They're going to celebrate me being 80? You know, not that anybody would want to celebrate that, but there is a celebration in the fact that I have done so much in that time and that I'm still doing it. I'm grateful for that. Everybody said, well, you're 80 years old.
Thank you. Life, there are certain people they remember more when they're growing up than other people. And I want to do a song for you now that I wrote about an old man that was very, very special to me. He was the best musician in all the Smoky Mountains. Well, he was a dirty old man. He was. And I used to slip off and go see him whenever I could. Because... Now, it's not what you think. Anyway, he used to let me cuss. He used to tell me dirty stories. He used to let me chew tobacco. He used to let me smoke roll your owns and drink moonshine. And we'd just sing away. I was 7 years old at the time. And I used to go home high, I guess, and Mama thought I was sick for years and years. She didn't know I was the happiest kid in the Smoky Mountains. No. But it's the truth. He really did let us chew tobacco and smoke and all that. But anyway, he was a person very dear to me, and he's only living in my memory, and that's a special memory that I'd like to share with you tonight. The memory of my good friend, Applejack. He lived by the apple orchard in this little old orchard shack. His real name was Jackson Taylor, but I called him Applejack. And old Applejack was loved by everyone he ever knew. Of course, Applejack picked apples, but he picked the banjo too.
Thank you. it so badly, but I know I can't stay. You tell me that I must go. I try to understand. Well, I'm gonna leave, and I'm gonna hurry just as slow as I can.
Looking out through these iron bars, how could he put me in here? How could he go that far? Yes, I need help, but not this kind. He didn't love me from the start. But it's not my mind that's broken, it's my heart. Oh, Daddy, come and get me and take me home with you. I'm depending on you, Daddy. There's nothing I can do. Could come to you if I ever was in need. But Daddy, I can't come to you. You'll have to come to me. When he said he loved another, I was crazy with jealousy. That's 'cause I was crazy over him, and I couldn't stand to set him free. And I couldn't stand to lose him. And I cried and cried for days. And he said that I was crazy, but he just put me in here to get me out of his way. Daddy, come and get me. You. I'm depending on you, Daddy, 'cause there's nothing else I can do. And you said that I could come to you if I ever was in need. But Daddy, I can't come to you. You'll have to come to me.
Wow, I just thought I would let Dolly speak for herself for the last 25 minutes. So just played wall-to-wall Dolly for you there. We're nearing the end of the show, and just a few things. If you want to hear loads about Dolly and much wider issues, I would really recommend the podcast Dolly Parton's America. It's really interesting. And I'm just going to leave us with a few very choice words from my absolutely gorgeous co-host, who's not here now. And she says, don't you think it's weird how her surname is like, it's Parton, but it's like patron, like a saint. And a patron is a person that gives money or help to artists, writers, museums or charities. And that's what Dolly did and a lot more. And she also gave us all of this fabulous music. So I just want to say thanks for listening. And be kind to each other, because that's definitely, definitely what Dolly would have done, is being kind. She's always been kind. I'm just going to leave you this one, and this is for you, Dolly.
Of the way. All I am taking with me. Goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of.